right, I think it is what it is, and let's do this.
Gang.
Hey, honey, I'm home. It's time for your pegging.
Has anything ever been so funny to you that you almost skip laughing and you just start crying? Because I'm about there right now.
We're all freaks on the inside.
An acquired taste.
Okay. What's up? This is an acquired taste podcast.
Hey. The blanket fort edition. Yes.
Yeah, if it sounds weird, that's because what's going on is weird.
We are in a place we've never been before. We are recording in the Blanket Studio, named after Michael Jackson's son, Blanket.
Right.
And
right.
Also because we are covered in blankets.
There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 full blankets, multiple pillows, and we are crouched next to Bethany's bed.
Yes, underneath a luggage rack with a comforter suspended over it. Like a fort.
A little lean-to action going on here.
I like it.
Who are you guys?
Great.
I'm not even sure anymore.
No, I was going to say, say your name so we introduce ourselves. Yes, who are you guys?
I'm Sam.
I'm cramped. I mean Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen. I'm Bethany, and we are here in Blanket Fort. I have great news.
Yes.
I heard from Buffy Witherspoon.
Mm-hmm.
I miss her.
She's great. Good. She was rescued.
Yay!
Yay!
Yes, the pirates came. They got her. The good pirates, they had all made friends, I guess, with some stowaways or whatever. She got rescued. She is fine. Everything's fine. So she sends her love.
I would be so sad if she weren't, because her muffin baskets at Christmas time are really, they're spectacular.
They're so extra.
They're so good.
You know, and thankfully the pirates, they always get a bad reputation, you know?
Yeah, never, these are nice ones.
Good pirates.
Yeah, they were from, I don't remember, the Maldives or something.
They were not the I'm the captain now pirates.
No, I think they were more like fashionable pirates. I think they were dressing like pirates.
Couture pirates.
Yeah. High class pirates.
Ironic pirates.
Yes. So this is an acquired taste podcast. We are so happy that you're here. We're so happy everyone is back.
And just so I know a lot of people are bothered by audio issues. I should know the name of that, being this is my job, but I don't. But we are working to, this is going to sound better as we go on. Like right now we're using borrowed equipment.
Yes.
And again, pillow fort. So we're going to clean it up and see what we got to buy and where we can go. And this is just because we thought releasing an episode this week was more important than it sounding like it normally does.
And a huge shout out to my friend John, my producing partner and my best friend. This is all his equipment. He loaned it to me. He schlepped it all the way from Brooklyn to the city to help us out, including a board, like a control board. So, John, you're amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank
for doing
you.
That. Yeah.
What the hell have you been doing in the last couple weeks, Bethany?
Okay. So recently, as you may or may not know, I retired from radio.
Yes.
And so as I'm getting ready to sort of take the next step in my career and go out and do some acting and some writing, I'm trying to just decompress from 10 years of waking up at 3 a.m.
Oh, my God.
So I've been sleeping a lot. I usually wake up when my cat Loki scratches my eyelids to feed him, which is around 7:11 a.m. And then I get up, I sit, I eat breakfast and drink coffee and watch my neighbors. And then I usually go back to bed.
Wait, let's rewind for a second. You watch your neighbors?
I do.
From your windows?
Yes. So I sit in the window, Kathleen, to your left.
Uh-huh.
And I'm able to see the building across the street and all my neighbors. And I'm learning their schedules. I'm learning there's a lot of dogs that I can watch.
Ooh.
And I have one neighbor who's like a very masculine, stereotypically masculine dude.
Okay.
And he has a Pomeranian.
Yay!
Aww.
And every day the Pomeranian is wearing a different outfit.
That's a sitcom.
It's really, really cute. He takes the Pomeranian out for walks, and the Pomeranian's feet run so fast, and it doesn't go very far, but his legs are like, brrr, and he's like moving inches at a time. And then,
I hope his name is Banana.
Something like that. Or like Pom Pom. And then I go to the gym. I refinished my coffee table.
Yes, it's looking very smooth.
Thank you. And I just like relax. I walk around. I do my thing. It's been really good.
You're getting more sleep.
I'm getting a lot of sleep.
Scorpion woman.
It's been wonderful.
I was having like a panic at work a week ago, and I text Bethany maybe 5 times in a row about unrelated things. And then by the end of it, you answer me. You're like, hi. And in all caps, I'm like, where have you been? And you answer, sleeping. Period. And we've had a full day of work.
It's crazy, you guys. When your body is used to not waking up with the sun, and then mm-hmm. you wake up with the sun the way that your body is supposed to wake up, it's night and day on how your body feels.
Well, that's why they say if you have major sleep issues, you should not have blackout curtains because just the hormones in your body, they start to, wake up in the morning when the sun starts to come into the room.
Oh, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm. And I once had a bedroom that had no windows, 0.0% light, and I was just feeling sick every day because there was nothing to wake me up. It was just dark and then you're awake.
It's like the secret garden room.
Yeah.
No.
Wait, what's the secret garden room?
The book, The Secret Garden.
I haven't read it in forever.
There's so many rooms on the inside of the house, and the one boy who she found because he wouldn't stop crying was on a room in the inside. And granted, it was not because he didn't have windows. This boy had legitimate reasons to cry. He had a lot of problems. But the problems went away when she insisted that he go outside and play. They were keeping him inside because he was a fragile boy. So they were afraid of letting him out to play because he was so fragile. But he was so fragile because he was kept in the house his whole life.
Wait, is this the book that I remember?
The Secret Garden?
Is it what building is this?
The building up in Midtown.
Is it like an asylum?
I don't remember this part.
No, the woman, the little girl, her parents, I forget if they passed away or something early in the beginning.
They did
pass away. And she went to stay with like this grandparent or this grandfather or this uncle that she had no relationship with ever, but he was really rich.
Like a benevolent uncle?
Yeah. So he had this huge home and he was very cold, and she never even really, I think she met him like 2 weeks into living with him because she had...
Oh, the help introduced her to the property first.
So who was the boy? Was it his grandson?
I forget. He was related to, I think it was his son. Like, no one knew he had a son.
I feel like that son is too young to be that grandfather's.
He had a younger wife. I think that was part of the, or a dead younger wife. The wife died. So much is coming to me right now.
What is this book about?
Are you seeing anything in your mind's eye, Kathleen?
Guys.
Because the old guy's wife died, and that's why he was so hard and bitter, and I think she died in childbirth with that son, and that's one of the reasons the guy didn't like the son and kept him, but he had like his own personal helper still, so he was entitled and just benevolent
and cold.
Rude and cold and hysterical.
Well, probably less benevolent than just cold.
All I remember from The Secret Garden is that the VHS tape came with a locket.
There we go.
A little gold locket on a black string. And I wore it to school and told all my friends that a boy named Kurt from the next town over gave it to me.
Kathleen.
Where'd you go with the name Kurt?
I don't know. I think my father had a friend whose older son was Kurt and I thought he was hot.
I wonder if I never read this book.
I have it. Do you want to borrow it?
Yeah.
You have books?
I had the VHS. Do you have a?
Only if you have the necklace.
A VCR.
Nope. I don't.
Do you want to borrow Kathleen's locket?
I'm fascinated.
Yeah, no, this is legitimately what happened. I'm not going to reread it, though, to make sure how right I am, because I want you to grade me on how I did.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I also think that I want us to start a new game, but you have to play along.
Okay.
What is it?
Okay. Kathleen,
mm-hmm.
have you ever read the book Congo?
No.
What is it about?
It's about the Congo is a tropical forest.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a gorilla.
Mm-hmm.
And they're searching for something.
Yeah, what are they searching for? What do they find?
Is the gorilla searching for something?
The gorilla is searching for love.
Oh. Does he want human love or gorilla love?
Well, he was in love with a zebra that he met on Ginder, which is gorilla Tinder.
Yep.
And then the man in the yellow suit with the tall hat.
Curious George's
boyfriend? This little monkey called George. They all meet in a coffee shop in the Congo.
This
now, keep in mind, Congo is written by Michael Crichton, the same guy who wrote Jurassic Park. Does this color your story in any way?
Oh.
When are there dinosaurs?
Interesting. Okay, so...
and then what happens?
The gorilla has a threesome with a triceratops.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Get it? Threesome. With a triceratops.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
All of the triceratops' horns, right?
Is that triceratops?
So, and then the pterodactyl is like, Can I please have a hibiscus honey tea? Because right. it's a coffee shop in the Congo.
And she's high maintenance.
High, very, very high maintenance. And
she's in the sky because she flies because she's a pterodactyl. Second and, pun, go on.
And then at the end.
How's it end?
It ends with there's a mermaid that swims up to the Congo's edge. She can order lattes from the drive-through window at the Congo coffee shop.
Right, it's like a swim-up bar.
Yep.
Yep.
And she grows a pair of legs because she drinks too much caffeine. And then she marries the gorilla and they all live happily ever after. And the gorilla realizes that he was a prince.
Quick, a piece wow. of jewelry comes with the VHS tape of the movie of Congo. What is it?
A giant ring with lip gloss inside.
So good.
Okay, I can deal with that.
Well done.
Does Charlize Theron make an appearance and befriend the gorilla at any point?
Yes.
Cool.
She does.
Nice.
But you don't recognize her because she has brown hair.
Oh, which means that she's exotic.
She is very exotic.
Which because, is what Charlize Theron is known as being. Is exotic.
Because in Hollywood, if you're a leading lady, you're blonde. And if you're exotic, you're brunette.
Mm-hmm.
Sam, oh, first
boy.
Of all,
yes.
you are doing contortion moves to try and keep your head from hitting the top of this blanket fort.
I didn't see it until you said it.
This is what it sounds like if your head hits the top.
Laptop. Got
right.
it.
So Sam is, we're all on the floor, and then Sam is bent over at a 45 degree angle to her side because the blanket keeps sagging further and further in towards your head.
I feel like a cheesy catalog model, like the kid with their hip all the way to one side and yep. their chest to the other and the yep. hand on the hip.
I'm going to take your phone and take
you know
a picture.
What? It's sort of romantic because this is a...
Do you want a candle?
This is it. Like, is this a down duvet that's over us?
I think it's faux down, but yes.
Faux down. So just a little bit of light is peeking through and the opacity is actually quite attractive.
Opacity.
Your opacity is mm-hmm. quite attractive.
Opastic.
Sam.
Damn it, I thought you would forget about this.
No, an elephant never forgets. Have you ever read the book? Have you ever read the book, A Short History? No. Let's see.
Are you about to give me the plot in the title?
Have you ever read the book Dina's Book?
No.
It is a Scandinavian book. Uh-huh. What is it about? Dina's Book.
Dina's Book. It's about this girl who has this dream of having her own business. And she writes in her notebook about mm-hmm. how she thinks she can really do this, even though her father does not want her to
yeah.
Pursue this business.
What kind of business is it?
Well, see, you find out later. I can't tell you right in the beginning.
Why not?
Stop page turning so quickly. So Dina gets a place to open her business in a small unknown town outside the city called Hoboken.
Okay.
And then she dyes her hair pink and opens a salon called Dina's Kiss and Makeup.
Uh-huh.
And she writes all of her fond adventures in this book, including when she comes and spray tans her friends and somehow ends
up dying.
An old Scandinavian tradition. A lot of people don't know the Scandinavianites created dyeing hair.
Yeah.
Actually, pink is their favorite color collectively. There was a poll across all of Scandinavia, mm-hmm. and it's yeah. pink. So her hair lives as an homage to that, and she never changes it.
Mm-hmm.
And all of her business secrets can be found in that one journal.
Now Dina's book is a tragedy. A lot of sadness. So does that color the way that the story goes?
That does. I was just about to get there. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Conveniently enough, Dina's salon does take to fire. And the salon in Hoboken
oh my goodness.
Does actually burn down.
It does burn down.
But the good news is she was already opening another salon before this unforeseen tragedy in Secaucus or Secaucus.
Depending on what part of New Jersey, Scandinavia you're from.
Depending on what part of Scandinavia. You're from, correct. And that salon is bigger and better than ever, but the tragedy, apart from losing the entire business in Hoboken, is that the book was there too.
Oh,
so,
no.
I know. So the book is lost with all of her promise to herself that she would achieve what she did, and to this day she keeps that pink hair as the homage to Scandinavia.
Oh,
and that is Dina's book.
Heartwarming tale.
And heart saddening at the same time.
I think so,
too. The thought of losing Dina's book.
Yes. Okay, Bethany.
What's up?
Have you ever read Junie B. Jones and the Stupid Smelly Bus?
No.
Good. Suck it to us.
So this is actually a parable.
Mm-hmm.
told by Jesus Christ.
Who wasn't a carpenter, actually.
Was he not?
He was an architect.
Oh. Mm-hmm. They had architects back
then? He was an engineer.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Just found that out.
I did not know that.
Fun fact.
Say there wasn't enough. There actually wasn't buildable wood where he yeah. was.
No buildable
when he
wood.
Was alive. So how the heck was he a carpenter?
Oh my gosh, I had no idea.
A biblical architect, in many ways.
So take that and run.
Okay, so this is a story he told, mm-hmm. As told to my ancestors, overseas.
The unicorns.
Yeah. So Junie B. Jones was a tailor, mm-hmm. and he was an evil tailor.
Mm.
He wanted all of the money for himself, and he would count every stitch that he tailed.
Oh wow.
That he tailored.
Naturally.
And he would charge you by the stitch. And if he had to take a stitch out and restitch it, he would charge you for it. He was a miser, some would say. So one day, Mr. Jones, he was getting in his car to drive away and to run some errands for the tailor shop.
Mm-hmm.
And don't question why Jesus is telling a story about an automobile.
Would never.
And his car broke down. He heard like a, and then the car was like, and he knew that was his transmission.
Yeah.
And uh-huh. So he knew that this was just
He's
beyond
Jesus.
Repair.
Jesus, of course he knows. Right.
No, this is Jesus is telling the story.
Oh,
this
okay.
is Junie B. Jones.
Gotcha. Oh, sorry.
Right. So so he was like, oh no, my car. And so he gets out on the highway and he was like, why is the smoke coming from my hood? It's my transmission.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden he gets this, he smells this horrible smell, and he sees around the dirt road bend highway, there comes a bus, and it's a beautiful bus. It's like chrome and baby blue, mm-hmm. and the front has like these two silver wings,
wow.
and it says, you know, Carlisle on it, and it's the Carlisle brand
that,
bus.
That really threw me for a loop.
Yeah,
did
very
not
expensive.
See that coming. Mm-mm.
No, I know. And the bus pulls up and the door opens and there's a very kind woman sitting there at the front seat driving the bus, and her name Suzette, and she was like, hey, Mr. Jones, how you doing? And he was like, I'm upset about everything. She was like, well, I do have to say that you did a great job making my tunic so much better, because it all fits so much better now that I've lost all this weight. And he was like, bah, 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 you still owe me $50. She was like, I'll get it to you, sir. Why are you standing on the road like that? And he was like, because everything's the worst. And she goes, well, why don't you get in my bus here and I'll take you to the mechanic. And he was like, well, fine, if I have to be sure the worst. So he gets on the bus.
The mechanic.
That's how they said it in biblical times.
I also heard mechanic.
The meat. Well, they had meat canic Fridays, right. Which is when you got free meat.
But that's not during right. Lent.
But not during Lent.
No. Right.
So he gets on the bus and it reeks, let me tell you.
Ooh.
It smells so bad. And he was like, what's your name? Do you remember? Can you use the best smells? And she was like, I don't smell anything. So he goes into the back of the bus to see what the smell is. And there's a dead body.
No.
And they bring the body to the FBI. The FBI does an autopsy on it. Turns out the bus driver killed the man. She killed the man. She was a murderer, and they had been looking for the serial killer all of these years. They found her. She'd been driving the bus, hiding in plain sight. So Junie P. Jones saved everyone's life.
And the stupid smelly bus.
Mm-hmm. Oh my
wow.
God.
I will never look at the book I was forced to read in third grade again.
Is that an actual book?
Yep.
Oh, totally thought you made that up.
Nope.
It's an actual book. It's a whole series of
Junie
books.
Junie B. Jones is a serious character.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. And the stupid smelly bus, because stupid kids on the bus, they're mean. Stupid
and they found
smelly
a,
bus.
They found a body.
I don't know if there's a... I don't remember
his
the whole
neck
book.
Be slit wide open.
I cannot confirm nor deny with that.
She used an X-Acto knife.
With you know the body's what? Name Mr. Frizzle.
No. No. Is that why Miss Frizzle's single?
Maybe.
Her husband was killed on a bus.
Oh my God. Do you guys remember Cam Jansen?
Nope.
Same thing, same age, but the only thing her thing was the thing. Are you guys going to start charging me for saying the word thing too much?
I'm just wondering if you...
I think you should.
There's a shining light anywhere that's like flickering.
I can't stop looking in the blanket for it, guys. I'm sorry.
Let's play truth or dare.
What?
Wait, no, I want to hear the rest of the book.
No, well, her only kitsch was she would help solve crimes because she had a photographic memory. Her name was Jansen, but whenever she wanted to remember something, she'd look at it, close her eyes, and go, click. Then it would be in her memory forever.
That's brilliant. Oh, wait, maybe I do remember
Cam
this.
Cam Jansen.
If only that worked.
Chick.
There's a TV series called Miss Fisher's Murder Mysteries, and she solves crime in the 1920s because she had some relatives die in the war, mm-hmm. and she got all their money, so now she has nothing better to do because she's rich.
Wow.
Like, two of her, like, her male relatives all died in the First World War or something, left her everything, including a house and some servants, and she's like, well, what will I do now? Guess I'll solve crime, and it's amazing.
When you're looking for new TV shows to watch, do you check the rec room schedule at the local, local senior citizen center?
Shut up.
That's not a no, though. So.
I actually do what my mom, I watch what my mom tells me to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's good. She's plucky.
She's plucky. I like that word,
plucky. I
would
do a lot of what your mom told me to do. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest. Like, when we were creating that cult episode, this whole time I was thinking, why? It's just one of Bethany's mom's cults. Yeah.
She's the one who told me about Midsommar Murders, too. And you guys know how much that show is amazing because you've been watching it, right? Like I told you to?
Right.
What's it about?
Murder in the summertime, which is the smelliest season to murder.
Every time I see the name Midsommar, I'm thrown off that it doesn't say Summers with a U.
Because it's the name of the, it's the town. It's the name of the town, not the season.
And I, when you first started talking about that show, I was like, wow, aren't there copyright laws or issues with Shakespeare?
Yeah, he's real pissed. He called me. He's over this crap.
Well, now that we've like illuminated you with some good reading that you should be doing,
mm-hmm. definitely,
should we terrible go around reading and say what we learned this week?
Yeah, but we're going around the fort.
Let's go around the blanket fort and say what we learned this week.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I feel like we should be writing it down and putting it in a time capsule.
I know.
And then revisiting what we learned in 10 years.
And then we'll do masks, and then we will paint our toenails, and yes. then we will talk about what boy we like.
And when we find out that the town is going to knock our blanket fort down, a.k.a. the parents.
Yeah.
Right.
Then we get all sad, and we spend one last night in the blanket fort.
That's actually, I think we should lie down in front of it and tape ourselves to the floor like a peaceful protest. If you want to bulldoze this down
like Sandra Bullock did in 2 weeks' notice.
Exactly. You have to go over me.
You know, I really think that this is a great business idea. If anybody's listening out there and has access to maybe a factory mm-hmm. with pieces and parts.
Yeah. To those of you with high factory access.
Yeah.
I really think it would be very marketable to make a blanket fort, a collapsible, reusable blanket fort that adults could use whenever they wanted.
To record a podcast.
To record a podcast.
Isn't
or
that a tent? Isn't it technically just a tent?
Or just like to drink in.
I mean, it is
a
nice.
Drinking tent.
Once you get in here.
Should we invest in a nice tent to do this henceforth?
No. I don't feel like a tent is going to be as effective as we want it to be.
All that nylon, the whooshing.
Yeah, it's a lot of whooshing.
I just like the zippers and the shoes stay outside.
That's... Last time I was in a tent, it was with you, Sam.
That's right.
Okay.
In the bottom of the Grand Canyon.
The Grand Canyon.
We're in the Grand Canyon, and it was so hot, so desperately hot, that you will do anything you can to maintain as much coolness as possible. And Bethany had a fan that you plug in to
your cell phone.
To the bottom of your cell phone, so it has three propellers, like this tiny little thing. And she's determined to make it stay hanging from the top of the thing.
And it kept like flipping upside down, so it was fanning the top of the tent, and then it would flip to its side, so it would cut one of us on the face, and then finally we got it to work, and it was so ineffective.
We are not high-tech campers. There really is quite a lot of very good gear out there.
Yeah.
But we were like the hodgepodge of tent gear owners.
It's expensive, that crap.
Yeah, it really, really is. But I did get my REI money back for becoming an REI member.
Yes.
How much money did you get, Kathleen?
I think I got like $70 back
too,
or something.
I got like $77.
Wait, yeah. How do I find out? Because I joined the same day.
You should have gotten a card.
I don't think
mail.
I did. Either that or Michelle, Mama, threw it out.
I bet she threw it out.
I still get my mail sent to my parents' house.
She probably threw it out.
Do you?
Yeah.
See that, Michelle? It is normal.
All right, girls. It's time for you both to grow up and get out of my fort.
No, Mom, and you will keep getting my mail.
I might be spending the rest of the night here because my foot is so asleep. I may never regain feeling again.
You're going to wake up and we're going to be like, coffee? Do you want coffee?
Yeah, thanks. Okay, so should we say what we learned this week?
Yes. Sure.
Okay, I can go first if you want, if you guys need time to
think. Yes.
Okay. I learned this week that I would like to start a romantic liaison with Ira Glass from This American Life.
Okay.
Because...
So you're into the older men.
Yes. He is like 59 or 60. And I saw him speak over the weekend. And my goodness, if he isn't charming. And he has a wonderful smile. Like a big... His smile lights up the room.
I just can't imagine somebody named Ira having a bad smile. So.
Right. It's true.
It's true.
He is... pretty wonderful. And now I have a crush on him, and I think he might be single. And the problem is that I tweeted him about how great his show was, but he never tweeted back, nor did he follow back. So now I have no way to talk to him. So I'm just going to put it out to the universe that Ira Glass and I need to have a romantic liaison.
I think we should maybe start a hashtag for this, and maybe people can tweet out. What the hell's our Twitter?
Acquired Podcast.
Acquired Podcast. Yeah, what if people tweet out Acquired Podcast? What should our hashtag be?
I'm afraid to have people tweet at him because I think it will scare him away.
He's not here to be scared away yet, Bethany. But we need to get him.
What if it's not him running his Twitter? What if it's like his grandkids or something?
Shut up, he's...
I kid.
What if
I
it's his great-granddaughter?
He does not have children, I don't think. Hence, no grandchildren.
You read his Wikipedia page.
Maybe I just wanted to see how old he was.
Maybe he has a kid that's locked in a back room that he doesn't love because the kid's mother passed during birth, and he has no windows on the inside of his room.
Well, that kid can't do anything because he's too fragile.
That's just, well, only because he hasn't been taught to live.
I just want to drink champagne in the garden. Yeah. I don't care about the rest of them.
Yeah,
so if you
do.
Know Ira Glass personally, will you just like tweet at me at Radio Bethany and let me know, you know, what he thinks about me? Maybe if he thinks I'm pretty.
We'll talk about a hashtag later.
We won't.
Yeah, we might.
We probably don't need to.
Okay.
But anyway, Sam, what'd you learn this week?
I'm going to be selfish because they're both awesome because we missed 1 week. So
yes.
My what I've learned are piled up.
Okay.
So I need to let both of them out. Number one is... you need to start your day off with something positive every morning. Like, insert something in your morning that makes your day better. My thing is, you know, because there's no secret about it, we all post about them. Our partner, Little Words Project, the bracelets.
Yes. Yeah.
They have become a part of my every morning because I will put the bracelets that I want on because they have the word I need. And I will say the word out loud as I put on the bracelet.
That's a great idea.
And it helps. I will say smile, empowered, be kind. And it's like looking in the mirror.
It's a wearable mantra.
Yeah.
I love that.
It is. So I love that. So that's one. And the second one is don't take crap lying down, because if you told me 3 or 4 weeks ago that... we were done doing the podcast, I would have believed you.
Yeah.
We're in a freaking fort doing the podcast.
Yes.
So that's what I learned. Be persistent in the stuff that makes you happy and you're passionate about.
Aww.
Because we're here in a fort, guys.
Yes, we sure are.
All right.
I don't hate it. And if I have to be in a fort, I want to be in a fort with you guys.
Hey, same.
I learned this week that being a vegan is really hard.
Are you vegan now?
I have been vegan. I mean, okay, temporarily vegan.
Why are you? I did not know this about you, Kathleen.
I'm just doing this thing.
What made you want to do it?
Neil is in Vegas. Uh-huh. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to try and be a vegan. I'd also been eating like crap for a couple of weeks. And I was like, I need more vegetables in my life. Anyway, it's hard, and I'm starving because there are only so many salads you can eat, and nuts, pistachio
meats. There's so many more.
And chickpeas.
Have you tried like throwing a bunch of like stir fry rice and vegetables and tofu into a big pan?
You have to post a picture of the stir fry you made. I asked her if I could order it on Seamless. It was beautiful.
On Monday, I made a really incredible vegan pad thai.
Yum.
But I've lost inspiration after that.
You have to keep it up.
It's hard. You when you're a vegan, I've learned that you really need to take a lot of time to meal prep and have all of your stuff ready because
it's a part-time job.
There's no such thing as coming home and just putting, you know, a few things in your mouth because you're just eating raw vegetables.
Yeah, I actually am almost vegan by accident.
Wow.
So I will give you some ideas on things.
Thank you. Trader Joe's
is a big help.
Yes.
I was so happy. Kathleen came in 3 days after telling me she changed her diet, and I'm like, how do you feel? Like, you're expecting, oh my God, I feel so much better. She's like, I'm always hungry. What the hell are you guys doing?
Starving.
It's tough.
Trader Joe's does have a really good sriracha tofu.
They do. I have it in the fridge right now. It's so good. They also have a great sriracha hummus. And They have like burritos that are all vegan. They have like vegan meatballs that you can throw in. Like vegan meatballs, if you get them, tend to like fall apart pretty easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'll throw them into like some sort of stir fry mash
for
thing.
A texture.
As like a texturizer.
Yeah. Smart Life, also a decent brand. Their stuff does not fall apart. But you do have to sauce it. It's not something you want to eat like alone. Yeah. But it's good going on with stuff.
So good thing to know, wine is vegan. So that. Excellent. I'm going to keep this up for 2 weeks. So say a little prayer for me.
You got this.
Oh, this has been fun, guys.
It's good to see you guys again.
We're going to be doing this regularly as, you know, we're getting back on the wagon. Hopefully it'll sound a little bit better every
time.
Make
sure to rate and review and subscribe on iTunes.
iTunes.
Love that. The more that you do that and tell your friends to do that, the easier it is for other people to find us.
Yes.
And so we would very, very much appreciate a 5-star rating. That would be amazing. Thank you. Yes.
And we also have keep your eyes peeled because we're thinking of new ways to develop. So we might have possible kinds of bonus content available in various ways.
Ooh, I love a good bonus. Mm.
Yes.
Just know there's growth on the horizon.
Yes. I love a growing bonus.
So you can follow us all on social media. You can follow me on Twitter at Radio Bethany, on Instagram, Ms. Bethany Watson.
And I'm at Web Girl Kathleen on everything.
And I'm at Sam_Rosalie, R-O-S-A-L-I-E, on Instagram and Twitter.
Oh, yes. And if you are listening to us on an Android, there's this great app called Google Play.
Yes.
And that I know about it because my husband listens to us on Google Play. So
we're there as well. That's everything.
Okay, we love you.
We love you. We'll be back next week.